And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wigs. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne, and at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns when the man comes around. Whoever is unjust.
In so many respects, an extremely appropriate piece of music for our time. Good evening, Jeffrey Bennett, The Edge of Darkness. Now, my friends, is the time for each of us to look in the mirror and ask what God wants from us today. Are we reflecting His love and grace to the people around us as they face devastating challenges? Have state and local governments crossed the line by telling churches how to worship, where they can park, no more than 10 people at the services? Do they have authority to pick winners and losers, essential versus non-essential? Abortion, but not heart surgery. Liquor stores, but no church. Or this business, but not that business. There's a lot of talk about making vaccinations mandatory, tracking human movement, spying on American citizens. People were fired from their job for going to church in Kentucky recently. Others were arrested in Florida. Many are being confined to what U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr says looks like house arrest without trial. Stay-at-home orders are affecting 45 states and 95% of Americans nationwide. In California, all public protest permits are now being denied. Michigan's Governor Gretchen the Witch Whitmer made good on her threat against protesters and extended her state's stay-at-home order through May 15th. Virginia's stay-at-home order now extends to June the 10th. Governors are trampling our constitutional rights, destroying the economy, and denying people critical medical treatment and surgery. The longer freedom-loving patriots tolerate tyranny, the more the government and the Bill Gates crowd, including Dr. Faustus, will steal more freedom. We do not need forced vaccinations and surveillance to get back to normal, though these same people warn us not to expect normal again. We must dust off our Bill of Rights, demand that our leaders return authority to we the people. But then we haven't had that authority in quite a long time now, have we? It's up to you and I to demand that our governors end this lockdown. And now is the time to begin the gradual process of opening the doors of the churches to minister to hurting individuals. And I don't mean to the Joel Osteens of this world. We need to free our business owners to make their own decisions and give individuals the freedom that our founding fathers died to maintain. In simple terms, my friends, it is time to demand freedom. This acceptance of a so-called temporary suspension of our constitutional freedoms completely ignores our history. When our founding fathers ratified the Bill of Rights, they had just finished a 7-year smallpox epidemic in America. Bet you never heard that one, did you? Yeah. That epidemic took place between 1775 and 1782. George Washington wrote that smallpox was a greater threat to the Continental Army than even the sword of the enemy. And the epidemic was so bad that in March of 1776, George Washington created a special 1,000-person troop of those recovered from smallpox to fight the British lockdown in Boston, where the disease had a stronghold. And though having just experienced their own epidemic, our founding fathers still did not hedge our freedoms when they chose to protect them in the Bill of Rights. They did not give complete control to the government for the next epidemic. Our founding fathers understood firsthand that freedom is more important, no exceptions. And they created the Bill of Rights with no emergency clauses or pause buttons. Well, everyone agrees that sick people should be quarantined. Even George Washington did that. But now we're seeing our government quarantining healthy people indefinitely and even jailing healthy people if they leave their homes for a location that is equally safe or safer but is not approved by the government. Politicians have lost their minds. And you and I have lost our freedoms. The interesting thing about this commentary is that I receive commentaries like this each and every day through email. And this one comes from the Liberty Council Action Committee, or Council, I'm sorry. It's sent to me by Matt Staver. And it's actually a call for faxes. It's actually also a call for the demands of our elected official dumb. Official dumb. You can spell that any way you wish. I felt it important enough to share with you the basis of Matt's commentary today. It's pretty interesting, isn't it? How's your weekend? How's your family holding up? Hope they're doing well. I spent an interesting weekend with little sleep. As it was, I did not get to sleep until well after 3 o'clock last night. 3:30, quarter of 4, I don't know. I'm not sleeping. There's far too much going on in my head. It will not shut down. Dr. E tells me to take some of this and take some of that. It's not doing me any good. My mind is too active. Far too active. It's interesting times we're living in, my friends. Very interesting times. I received a post on Facebook the other day from a gentleman named Stephen Umigado. U-B-I-M-A-G-O. I would say maybe African. I don't know. He says, I'm not an American, so I'm saying this as a dispassionate, independent observer. The Democrats' desperation to remove Trump by all means possible has not just gone over the top. It is beyond ordinary. This is a spiritual battle over the soul of America that is going on. And if Trump goes down, America will go down with him. This is the last hour of divine grace for America as we know it. And if Americans sit watching idly by and allow these blood-being mob called Democrats to have their way, they shall be sorry. This is a battle between light and darkness, freedom and bondage. This is, my friends, a spiritual war. He concludes by saying, please fight it spiritually, if you love America. Profound commentary. It was a dire warning published early this morning. And the author pleads with each and every one of us that we come to understand that this deep state government has a hidden agenda which has little to do with the Wuhan virus. Use your own critical thinking skills. Take personal responsibility for your own research. Do not take these words verbatim, nor those of the supporting links. But spend the time as if your life depended on it. Come to your own conclusions. Our governments are lying to us. And the most difficult thing for each of us will be to totally disregard the chattering media class. It is nothing but lies and propaganda. Think for yourselves, people. Trust yourselves. We need to come to grips with what is really happening and then to tell others. But most importantly, talk about this now before it is too late. Does the name Neil Ferguson mean anything to you? Maybe it's important that we know who he is and what he alone is responsible for. And I'm not sure we have the time to get into that today. So let's sidestep that for just a moment, okay? Or let's cheat, and maybe we find out. I know the name. It's driving me absolutely out of my mind. Absolutely out of my mind. No, I'm not going to have the time to get into that. It's very, very in-depth. Very, very in-depth. Well, the words I'm sharing with you today were written by Freddie Lowe for Canada Free Press. An interesting publication. Of the four or five that I have earmarked watching for specific things, it is the one that more often than not I wind up leaning on because there's such tremendously gifted writers over there. Some of what I'm doing today I was going to do on Friday, and some of you know I was not available on Friday. I just reached a point that I was physically drained. And it's not because of just being tired and my horrendous sleep issues that are going on. This physical drain is because of emotional drain. And I suspect that a large number of you are experiencing the exact same things. I mean, I have this mentality, I'm not locked in my house, screw them. I go when I have to. I was up at After 2.5 hours sleep, I was up at 6:10 this morning. I got ready. I had to go. Had to make sure all my stuff was with me. I had to go exchange some stuff at Home Depot, some sanding belts for some work I'm doing on the house. I had to get gas in my car. And I could have gotten the cheap stuff, but I tend to get the middle grade. My car runs better with it. Get better gas mileage with it. And then I had to head out to my local supplier. And a little bit later in the program, I'm going to share with you about something very interesting I found over at his place. I found that I, you know, all the 1/10 ounce silver pieces that we'd taken orders for, I somehow miscounted and I was two rolls shy. I went back to get some more with the impression that they only had two left. And I got there and I'm parked out in front. They are opening at 8 o'clock right now, which is an hour earlier than they normally do, but they're also shut down in one extra day a week. And he says by next week they're opening up full regular hours again. They don't care any longer. And I think that's the kind of attitude that the businesses must start taking. But he met me out there and informed me that, no, he's found another box in the back. And there's not a lot of people that buy it because they're not aware of it or what it is, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, he'll just basically put it back there. And if they sell a few rolls here and there, et cetera. But we've got access to more of it. But that's not what I'm getting into here. But anyway, some sparking little gems came to my attention. And we'll talk about it a bit later. Let me share some things. I think by now there should be little doubt in anyone's mind that China, more specifically the General Secretary of the Communist Party of China and President Xi Jinping, has caused worldwide death and economic chaos based on his handling of the deadly novel coronavirus outbreak in Wuhan from mid-October of last year through January of this year. Now, whether the virus was a bioweapon or not is for legal scholars to deal with in the future, but for our purposes today, let's just say it's immaterial. It is a provable fact that the leaders of communist China covered up the severity of the outbreak with massive amounts of control, misdirection, false reporting by the World Health Organization, which I hope you realize is a specialized agency of the United Nations. Oh, yeah. The WHO is publicly and privately funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the World Bank, mainly for the purpose of selling vaccines globally. The WHO is essentially a lobbying group for the most powerful New World Order globalists. Mandatory vaccine and immunity ID cards are the globalist goal. Kill their plans now. It's that simple. You get it? It is a physical impossibility to lock down. Now, that's a term once used exclusively in prisons. It's an impossibility to lock down 3.5 billion people without long-term strategic planning of the large-scale economic and societal consequences in a worldwide pandemic. Did this virus become the mechanism for which the globalists had planned as a world-changing event to create the framework for a totalitarian dictatorship, better known as the New World Order, which would be carried to completion under the auspices and control of the United Nations? Think about that. But for the Trump haters here in this country, the Wuhan virus created an environment where millions of middle-class jobs would be lost by a forced economic standstill, along with the complete disruption of citizens' everyday lives. And all of this happened just days after the failure of their fiasco known as the impeachment. The crisis presented itself as a vehicle to criticize the perceived mishandling of the epidemic, and in turn, the destruction of the entire U.S. economy, placing the blame on the shoulders of Trump, which, if played out according to plan, would leave the nation and its economy in complete shambles by Election Day in November of this year. Now, a scripted spokesman for the above cabal, Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat, stated the reason that we're in the crisis we are in today is not because of anything China did, is not because of anything the World Health Organization did, it is because of what President Trump did. Words that will be more easily seen as part of the agenda are out there. They're available. It is, my friends, vitally important that we all become fully aware of their planning, their scripting stages. We're in the scripting of who says what, where Governor Cuomo played a starring role. And when it was said, all to gain maximum effect on the lockdown fearful populace. It's also important to realize that the war on terrorism has generally run its course, where the agent of biggest threat to our safety and security is now disease. October 18th of last year, something called Event 21 was reportedly a fantasized scenario, a worldwide pandemic hosted by the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, in partnership with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, held in New York City. How could an integrated global endeavor such as Event 21, with a massive amount of coordination necessary for each individual's country's response to a worldwide pandemic, just come about by chance? Oh, no. An event of this scale and magnitude would have taken years of planning and training and scripting. Pretty easy to believe that mandatory vaccine and immunity ID cards are the true goals of the New World Order globalists. The only people who cannot see this are those who, for their own personal reasons, choose not to. And so it becomes our belief that Event 21 was the globalist final session to make sure everyone was on the same page before the go-live signal was given. No, my friends, there's little doubt that all northeastern states had representatives present to discuss how and when dictates were to be put in place and the lockdown of all non-essential people would proceed. It is our prerogative, your prerogative, to believe that Event 21 was nothing more than an exercise, and you may look upon all that has been written and posted as nothing more than a conspiracy theory, or possibly not. But then it's your call. And yet all citizens are being locked down like prisoners, with their only avenue of escape being a mandatory vaccine and immunity ID card, which more than likely will have GPS tracking. They're already claiming that the vaccine will not be ready until the fall, maybe later. And they will eventually need a recurrence or a new outbreak in the number of Wuhan virus cases because many of you were not adhering to proper social distancing policies. You see, it'll be your fault and mine. Because I got out this morning, as I told you, I went and got gas, I went into Home Depot, I rubbed elbows with the fat idiot chicks in the aisles that are looking for something and can't stay off their damn cell phones. Of course, I don't wear a mask. I've got a cowboy kerchief around my neck that if somebody really gets crappy, I can stick it up around my nose. I saw one couple in the store that he had his mask on his face and his wife had hers with her nose exposed. Speaking of which, you hear about that horrific car accident over the weekend? The car was totaled. The guy died. And I'm serious. Because the guy driving his car with his windows up had his mask on. Nobody else in the car with him. And eventually he cut off his oxygen supply, passed out. What is wrong with these people? They're stupid. But all this is going to be your fault. because they asked for help in flattening the curve, but they wouldn't stick by the rules. And folks, when those immunity cards are finally issued, you know, they're going to issue those. They don't care about forcing a voter ID card down your throat. Come on, back in the old days, your driver's license or a school ID or an employment ID were acceptable. And now, you don't have to have an ID. You come in there. My name is Jose Cuervo. I live over here. Why am I not registered on the boarding? I registered before. Okay. You cause, I cause my vote. Do you understand what I'm saying? Probably not. No IDs are required to vote any longer. If your name is on the list, doesn't matter how you got there. But they're going to issue immunity cards. And they're going to scan our vaccine and our ID for verification, which will take place when you enter any public venue and shopping mall and sports stadium and maybe while stopped for a traffic violation. My wife's got to renew her driver's license this year. And guess what? The driver's license requirements are all different now. They just keep cranking it all up. They just keep getting us ready for all this garbage. Because that new license will be required if she decides to get on a plane, take a cruise, cross the border down to Mexico. One way or the other, they're training us. They're getting us ready for the ultimate, whatever that's going to be. Their interactions for conformity have become endless. Of course, we all know that China, the CCP, lied about the extremely large number of cases and deaths associated with the Wuhan, especially after the pandemic was going viral. And in turn, the U.S., Canada, and the U.K., they also lied, but for the opposite reason of the extremely low number of cases and deaths. Did their numbers have to be inflated for the purpose of advancing their hidden political agenda to once again create the framework for a totalitarian dictatorship? What the hell have they done to my home? To my country? Because now that we know their intentions for society and our lifetimes, hopefully you and your loved ones have taken the time to coordinate your own plans for safety's sake. Pray, people of the U.S., pray for the survival of this nation. Pray for your families and close friends. Even pray for those who you don't even like. Stay in physically good shape. Be mentally prepared. But above all, be spiritually aware that God, the Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, and not the politicians and their bureau rats, are fully in charge. And this is when, my dear friends, we would sadly get to hear the fat lady sing, God Bless America. Whoever's last man out, kindly turn the lights off, because this party is going to be officially over. We've come a long way from Kate Smith's God Bless America, but she's now been deemed racist, so, because she had done some Negro-type songs at one point in time in her history. We may not be able to find our way back again unless we do what has to be done. I pray we can do that. Doing a presentation of this type should calm one. It doesn't necessarily do that. It still angers you. It still upsets you. Yeah, the face mask. You're breathing in carbon dioxide. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments, my friends. How did interest come about? You say my opinions are not fact. I want to ask you, is it opinion and is death in tax? A dollar in, a dollar out.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Now that I'm a grown man, I've traveled here and there. I've learned that a bottle of brandy and a song, the only ones who ever care, poor boy, the only ones who ever care.
And I don't give a damn about a greenback, a dollar. Spend it fast as I can for a wailing song.
We are back, my friends.
The only things that I understand.
I'm going to take a little bit of a respite here for just a few moments before we get to our final commentary, which some of you are going to be upset with. It is an opinion piece written by a very longtime contributor, and I still feel it is well worth our thoughts and our consideration. Unlike our opposition, who only talk about things on a one-sided issue, we will generally attempt to decipher things from both sides of the aisle in one form or another. But before we get to it, which will, of course, appropriately lead up to our closing piece of music, when I went to my local supplier this morning, and he is a coin shop that is, you know, they've been suffering as well. They've got minimal product. As a matter of fact, they shut down for a week because they had absolutely nothing to sell. And yet, a lot of the people that I see coming in there are strange. They're either liquidating stuff that they've stolen, or they picked it up at garage sales, and you know they've got to run it for purity and all this stuff before it gets purchased. And of course, it goes and gets melted down, whatever the case may be. But so I went to pick up the two rolls of 10th ounce stuff that I needed this morning. to finish up the orders that I had. All of them shipped out today, except one whose payment I haven't received yet. And he and I started talking about some of the options he's got on display. And he's got two different 1 ounce rounds that are available at marginally fair prices. When I say marginally fair, I've done some comping with some of the biggest companies in the country who can't seem to compete with what I'm able to sell these for right now, which I was extremely happy. The two options, one was, you know, a 60th anniversary Disney collector's something or other coin that I could have cared less about. You know, it's a round. And by the way, be careful when you're watching television when they start offering you coins that are not coins. From a legal standpoint, a coin is something that must be minted by a government, in our case, the U.S., the United States Mint. And I saw something referred to as a $2 double eagle. Well, it just, all it meant is it had a double eagle is something, a term commonly used for an old $20 St. Gaudens or Liberty gold piece. That's a double eagle. But because they had pictures of two eagles flying together on the back of this 1 ounce silver bullion round, which they put a $2 face value on, which is also illegal for them to do, I'm so marginally tempted to turn these guys in. And they're actually a fairly well-known company, but they're completely illegally misrepresenting this thing. But I had nothing against the Disney piece. I guess that's great if you got kids and it has meaning to them, or because maybe you grew up in the 50s and the 60s and went to Disneyland when you were a little kid when Uncle Walt was still around, etc. But it was the other option that really intrigued me, because it is technically a legal tender coin minted by a government. And the price was right. I bought a roll to have here for two reasons. I've got a client who's a truck driver that'll be heading out this way shortly, and he needs to get three pieces in a roll that he's left with me some time ago to kind of fill it up. And but he also wants to buy a roll, but this is the best buy there was. And I'm going to share it with you, because although I rarely do this on a day other than Tuesday and sometimes Thursday, it's too good of an acquisition. It's the first time that I've been able to acquire 1 ounce silver product in quite some time. These are 1 ounce South African Krugerrands in silver. These happen to be newly dated 2020s. So this is not stuff that's been laying around getting beat up. You know, I look at some of the prices of those a couple of years older, and these people are just jacking the price up. And in most cases, don't even have the product. So here's the deal. I will sell them by the roll. You want to buy a single roll? Fine, I can do that. It's going to cost $575 for a single roll of 25 coins. It's not a 20-coin roll. It's a 25-coin roll. That's how the South Africans pack their stuff. And there is some shipping and handling, but up to four rolls, it's a flat $12 shipping. If we go above four rolls and you decide you want to order five or 10 rolls, whatever the case may happen to be, then it's going to cost you about $18 for the total shipping. It's just the method and the manner that I do it. I did some comparing over at AppMex. They want $630 for the same package that I'm sitting at $575 for. So trying to extend you, but you know, you're going to need to send me an email later. You can also send me a text if you wish to. Through my phone, 602-799-8214, 602-799-8214, or send me an email through our website, morganapreciousmetals.com, and I'll respond as soon as I'm able to do so. There is a limit, however. There's only a total of 20 rolls available. They've got a full box, and that's it. And after that, we have to go to the Disney pieces. Same price. I think I'd better have the Krugerrands in this particular instance. So, once again, 602-799-8214. Do not call until after I'm off the air, but you can send me a text at any moment you wish to do so. And I pick up on those things. I've been getting texts throughout the entire case that, what do we got here? What do we got here? More emails. Well, I just hit you with that one. Let's see if that's going to work. Good deal. Good deal. Anyway, let's move on, because if I don't, I'll run out of time. As it is, we've got 20 some odd minutes, and let's see if I can get through this. Justin O. Smith has been writing and submitting his work to me for quite some time. Lived in Tennessee off and on most of his life, graduated from Middle Tennessee State University in 1980 with a BS and a double, that's a Bachelor of Science, and a double major in International Relations and Cultural Geography. He minored in Military Science and English, for what it's worth. But his real education began from that point on. He's quite an interesting guy, and has got one of the most gorgeous daughters I've ever seen in my life. It is her, the most haunting eyes I've ever seen. And his granddaughter got about the same kind of attitude. Cute kid. Justin begins by saying, and let me preface this, my friends. I have been very open about my opinions of Trump. They're mixed. They're up, they're down, they're back and forth. And I think that his ongoing use of Twitter has been a horrific mistake. There are certain things he does in sarcasm that the media is so stupid they take him as serious, such as the whole thing with the bleach and all this other garbage last week. It's just, but there's times to stop playing these games. And Justin says quite a few of us out there, and quite a few of you out there, in some good bit of disagreement with me over Trump's overall performance. Justin says, I'd like to be able to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I praised him profusely in the past when his actions were, in fact, in America's best interest. But far too often during this, his very first term, he has seen fit to attack conservative principles that built this nation. His latest moves, taken in conjunction with his big spending policies, his big central government solutions, his assaults on the Bill of Rights, and the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, make him an unfit candidate and an unfit president, who has violated his oath to defend America and the American people and the Constitution. Justin believes that at this point, Trump is just barely better than a Democratic communist. But it appears we're stuck with him in 2024. And then what? People had better begin looking at the underbelly of this political war, what's actually transpiring here, or we won't have a country or our liberties in a matter of years. Rather than always trying to out-socialism the Democrats, if the GOP wants my vote, he says, they better find a way to successfully articulate the logic and sound reason that exhibits conservative principles tied to Adam Smith economics and capitalism are the best choices to implement, in a manner that ensures the nation's economic prosperity, thereby also ensuring the greatest individual liberty for all. Justin is telling some of his readers that you keep apologizing for Trump. Me? I won't vote for a man who has done as much to destroy the nation as Obama did or any other Democrat could. In the meantime, I'll work to elect true conservatives to Congress who can and will hold Trump accountable and in check through 2024. And as I prepare with other fine patriots for the worst to come, thanks to Trump, Congress, and the Federal Reserve Bank and their Wall Street criminal cronies and lobbyists. Now, let me interject something here for a minute. I think some of what Justin says is a little overboard, and yet I'm not going to apologize. These are his opinions. I share them with you so you can kind of sit back and balance things to what you believe is right. That's the only reason I'm doing it. I'm not doing a turncoat situation on you. I'm sharing with you one man's opinion. Justin states that a friend of his recently told him that, but not voting for Trump or not voting at all is the same as voting for the communist agenda outright. No, the Trump idiocy on many policies, I won't be a part of voting for a communist agenda directly or indirectly. That's just me, his friend quoted. Justin's point in this message was just that voting for Trump is the same as voting for the communist agenda outright, whether you and others want to acknowledge the fact or not. I can't help that you haven't looked deeply enough into the facts to see it. He's governed just like a Democrat for the past 2 years. Justin says, I intend to try to help true conservatives get elected in order that they may stop Trump's globalist and communist moves. In other words, the USMCA and now full-blown Keynesian and modern monetary theory economics that would make Marx and Alinsky grin ear to ear. Oh, boy, they're doing it. They're turning in their graves, but boy, they're doing it. Trump will more than likely get reelected, bring more of his anti-American idiocy to the table. Let me insert something here. And here's a place where I'm going to support Justin Smith because I do not understand. I have my suspicions, but I do not understand. Trump comes to the White House. He comes to Washington with the guarantees he's going to drain the swamp. Well, folks, that's a great line of BS. But he's had more swamp critters there than I can believe. The only difference is they're far more out in the open than they were under Obama's presidency. You know, Obama's people, they kind of kept them hidden and they placated the poor suckers on the street that fell for his BS. But like this Dr. Fauci or Fauci or whatever the heck this guy's name is, and that other Dr. Blix, this is just, and these aren't the only ones. There's been others. This guy's got constant turnover in cabinet positions and White House positions and everything else. I'm sorry, you can't rely on the guy. Now, I got into it with a cousin of mine the other day. I was on Facebook, and my one cousin, Alan, and I are in touch almost every day. And we have another cousin who I don't think Alan's ever met. I've known Robbie since we were kids. My fiance and I went on a double date with Robbie years ago in Chicago. She was a waitress at Mr. Kelly's in Chicago. And we hooked her up with a friend of ours. And it wasn't a date, just four people going out having a good time. But over the years, Robbie's become so uber leftist, it's just sickening. She doesn't see one positive thing about Trump and just starts reaming us out about, you know, we think Trump's the second coming and blah, 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 blah. Well, geez, my God, lady, why don't you back the living hell up and take a good, strong look at some of the people you're supporting? What, do you think Obama was a, you know, this is nuts. It's absolutely crazy. So we go through this within our own families. One of my two best friends growing up in high school, we don't even speak to each other anymore because he was so hateful against Trump. The problem is it wasn't so much of a hatefulness of Trump than it was these people were all pissed off that Hillary didn't get elected. And that's their real axe to grind. It really is their axe to grind. My God, what a sick society we live in this nation today. Huh. Justin says that from where he's sitting, he believes that many of Trump's decisions and bills he has signed are even more egregious than what Obama did. How many times does Trump have to assault the Bill of Rights and the national sovereignty before you and others pull your heads from your nether regions to say no more, enough? Are you all so fine and easy with this anti-Second Amendment positions, the bump stock bans, ignoring due process, embracing red flag laws, his violations of the Fourth Amendment, in other words, H.R. 76 and FISA reauthorization, the USMCA, all the big centralized government and big government solutions, the child care, the Family Leave Act, and now CARE 1 and 2. He's far from a conservative. And yet people give him complete loyalty no matter how egregious an act he commits against America. And all this tells us that we're done as a nation anyway. Tell me how fascist economics is great for America and any different from what Stalin and Hitler and others did on a larger scale. And here is pretty much why I agree with Justin. Trump does whatever he thinks pleases the largest number of Americans in a politically expedient fashion, regardless of consequences. And from what I can see, he's primarily interested in getting reelected more than governing in a conservative or righteous manner, since that is the underlying theme that always creeps into each news briefing. As he pats himself on the back and tells everyone how great he is and how we're all going to win big. And inasmuch as so much of what he does isn't in America's best interest, further tells us, by and large, that we become a nation of fascists, as nobody seems to understand in full what has just been done to them under Trump's so-called watchful eye. He's given the Democrats their wish list. Just because he's got an R behind his name doesn't make him a defender of freedom and liberty. And if not for that small detail, he could win the Democratic Party nomination himself. The only reason they oppose him now is simply because it has a D behind his name. But he certainly has returned to his early Democratic roots, just like he said he would in 2015. Think about these things. It goes on and on. You can read it in its entirety, if you can stand it, at federalobserver.com. It's entitled, Out of Time, America Sits at Its Own Damnation. I understand, when Justin sends me a column for consideration, he'll generally give me five different possible titles. More than anyone else he submits this work to, I have got this ability to look at those five titles, and within a matter of moments, I find that two of those titles combined is the more proper assessment. Does his commentary offend you? Maybe it should. Or maybe it should just make you think. These words from Winston Churchill to close our program, talking about the path to enslavement. Want of foresight, unwillingness to act when action would be simple and effective, lack of clear thinking, confusion of counsel until the emergency comes, until self-preservation strikes its jarring gong. These are the features which constitute the endless repetition of history. Give those words some serious consideration. That's the opening for Ron Ewart's latest column entitled, Americans Are Overwhelmed, Angry, Frustrated, Distracted, and Divided. But I want to share one more headline with you, and it's imperative you read this tonight. It's entitled, Human Lab Rats, the U.S. Government's Secret History of Grisly Experiments. You'll find this at federalobserver.com, the most astounding piece of writing you will ever read in your life. It will shock you beyond belief. If I can help you out with these Krugerrands, or even the Disney pieces if you want them, same price, do give us a call, 602-799-8214. Remember, the Krugerrands come in a roll of 25 coins, to a roll. These are brand new 2020s. I can't guarantee every roll he's got are 2020s, but that is what I'm holding in my hand. Absolutely mark-free, beautiful specimens. Let's face it, it's silver. It's affordable. It's what I want. So I picked up some for myself. I'll be around. 602-799-8214. You can send me a text or you can give me a call. If you do send me a text, at least, if we haven't done things before, at least send me your first name. Anyway, about time for us to go. Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow. And maybe we'll be giving you something to think about. But we're almost out of time if you don't start thinking and acting. God bless you. Good night.
Do you think we have time? Do you think we have time? These are the days of the open hand. We will not be the last. Look around now. These are the days of the beggars. the Judas. This is the year of the hungry man, whose place is in the past, hand in hand with the grunts and legitimate excuses. The rich declare themselves poor, and most of us are not sure if we have it too much, but we're taking our chances, say. I sang 20 years and a day, but nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flame. It's hard to love, there's so much to hate. Hanging on to hope when there is no hope to speak of. In the wounded skies above, say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time. To what she can, and charity, charity is the coat you wear twice a year. Yeah, this is the year of the guilty man. Your television takes a stand, and you find that what was over there is over here. So you scream from behind your door. Say what's mine is mine and not yours. I may have too much, but I'll take my chances. Say, I sang it 20 years and a day. There's nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flames. It's hard to love. Jesus has so much to hate. Hanging on to war, there is no hope to speak out. In the wounded skies above, say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time.
You love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Radical Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RVN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.